First and foremost, I think it's important to highlight that Malawi is currently the fourth poorest country in the world when it should not be there. Our GDP is around $14 billion, and with a population of 20 million, that makes it, that is very low. And I think Malawi should not be at number four poorest country in the world. What we will do is understanding where the challenge is coming from. And it all stems from leadership. And this is why I'm standing for president in Malawi, because I believe that by providing strategic direction, especially with regards to corruption, corruption has had a massive impact on Malawi's growth. It has also made it very difficult for Malawi to grow its economy since 1964, since independence. Our vision is making sure that we decisively deal with corruption. We are also very much focused on a digital economy, a green economy. I'm someone from a younger generation that is looking at the potential that is existing that could help and assist a country like Malawi to leapfrog by using modern technology. But in terms of priorities, when we come in, the needed priorities would be stabilization of the economy.
Let me ask you about corruption, because if you talk to President Lazarus Chakwera's government officials, they tell you that the president's anti-corruption policies continue to bear fruit. So what would you do differently?
The corruption and rent-seeking has been a massive challenge since, I think, the time we attained independence. And I think this has had a huge impact on our ability to develop as a nation. The last 5 years under President Chakwera, we have also seen this become very prevalent. I must say, and I'd like to point this out, I have served in government in various senior leadership positions for close to 20 years. I definitely operated in an ecosystem where there was corruption. But you'll find that I have come out of that untainted by corruption. There's never been any allegations of corruption against myself, and I've stood very strongly and firmly against corruption.
What do you say to those Malawians who are concerned that your father and a former president, Bakili Muluzi, may be heavily influential on you if you become the president?
President Muluzi was president of Malawi over 20 years ago. After his presidency, you've noticed that I have been in public office in politics for close to 20 years. And throughout my time, I've demonstrated to the people of Malawi that I am someone that is focused. I have my own vision for the development of the country. Very radically different from my father's time. I come from a different generation. He was a man of his time. We're now talking about the different ways of leadership. So let's be fair. He is a former president. There are three former presidents that are in Malawi. My father and the two other former presidents have some experience to share in terms of what they may have done wrong during their periods of time, and I've sat at what they could have done better. And this is a learning point for us as we start looking to develop a better future for Malawi. So it is important to recognize the role of our elder statesmen and also appreciate what they did wrong, what can be done better so that we don't repeat those mistakes.